This is the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Ah, thank you. Well, after last week's excitement, which of course was Telefantasy and Society 1, yeah, there might well be a second one, but not this year. 2016 will be when that'll be happening. We welcome back Cameron Tilbury to the airwaves. Cameron, how's it been going apart from the slight hay fever scenario? Because as you said in the pre-show chat, it looks as though Nashville has got hayfield tsunami.
Well, what they said was because of the really unusually cold winter that the U.S. had, especially up north, we weren't too bad. But they're just saying the pollen is later coming out and it's out heavier. So they called it a pollen tsunami. And there is nothing slight about this. If anybody got allergies, this is the worst in the world. It's unbelievable.
Now, is this not just an American thing, that you have to have even allergies even bigger and better than the rest of the world? I mean, it sounds a little bit excessive, surely.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Spoken
well,
as a true Canadian.
It's bigger and it's better.
Oh, well, never mind. So we've got a fantastic individual, David Fox, in the studio. In your time, MapleStar Music and Media, have you ever considered actually representing a magician, Cameron, if only to magically wave all those kind of checks away?
We did have a magician, but he disappeared. We were hoping for him to cut himself in half, and then we'd have two clients, but that didn't work out.
Yeah. See, these are the kind of... David, you've performed for royalty. You've been one of the... I mean, your CV is quite phenomenal. Just talk us through some of the key things you've actually been involved with, David, as we sort of set the scene before Cameron introduced his first magical tune today. Talk us through, because we met up, obviously, when you were doing a fabulous demonstration at the Newark Showground Newark Showground Open Day. And I hadn't realised that until I actually went to your website to see some of the magical things you put together there. So share with us.
Thank you. Well, mainly I'm working at weddings, parties, corporate events, like the day that we met, Alex. But I have been very fortunate.
I remember it well.
Yes, yeah, no, it was lovely to meet you and Aid and do a little bit of magic for you. Yeah. But that's the thing about being a magician. You do end up in some very unusual places at times. I've performed magic in a prison, which was interesting. Also at the Jubilee celebrations, as you said.
Let me just rewind slightly back there. Perform magic in a prison. Now, surely there's only one magical trick that most of those those kind of residents might be looking towards. Did you
this
deliver?
Yeah. Well, let's say. That would be telling. Sure. But that was very interesting. And yes, I'm a very lucky person that I do get to visit some rather unusual places in my travels when I'm performing magic.
Lincoln, for instance.
Lincoln, but yeah, where else? Where else? It's great to be here.
It's quite amazing. Darren and Brooke Aldridge. No relation, I take it, Cameron, to John Aldridge, the former Liverpool and Tranmere striker.
No, I'm going
to
guess no.
Exactly.
But no.
I mean, I was going to allude to a certain sort of 1-0 result against your boys, but I won't do that in any way, shape or form, because we're moving into flat-top box territory. And for David's benefit, and actually for any newbies who might sort of be wondering, the Cameron Tilbury MapleStar Music Media and Suggestion, what's going to be? This is where we play a tune that Cameron is connected with, either as part of his repertoire of artists or connections there. Can be brand new, can be a classic, can work through all sorts of ways, etc. But we put you in the role of jury judge and today, it has to be said, David, executioner. Emma Tinson, her text, bless her heart, she's poorly and she's revising for exams and, it's just too much, really, from that sort of point of view. So, as she specifically said, and I quote, "Hi, Alex, hope you're well. Unfortunately, I've come down with a cold and with my exams being next week, I thought it would be best if I get as much rest as possible so I can recover quickly. So I'm afraid I'm not going to make it to the show this evening. Very sorry to let you down. Not sure if I'll be betting it better for the morning show tomorrow, but I'll wait and see. Best wishes, Emma." Jessica Ward, "I'm going to miss today's show due to revision. See you on Thursday morning." Sometimes I just wonder if these folk actually realise that life is full of deadlines and challenges and you just got to rise to them. Otherwise, you'll end up like a flat-top box. Cameron, take it away, please, with Darren and Brooke Aldridge.
Yeah, I teased this on our Facebook site about there's a lot of cash behind this song, and that's because the song was originally recorded by Johnny Cash and then recorded again in the early 90s by his daughter Roseanne. Darren and Brooke Aldridge are from North Carolina. I'm really looking forward to seeing them because they'll be in Nashville during CMA Music Festival, and I get to interview them for the TV show we do out of Tyler, Texas. But I'm really looking forward to this song. You're going to like it. It's from their brand-new album called Snapshots, and they actually performed this station in Nashville, and I think you're going to like it. This is Darren and Brooke Aldridge and Tennessee Flat Top Box on Siren FM.
This week, and keep an eye on the bluegrass situation for the premiere of the music video for Tennessee Flat Top Box, taped on site at the station in Nashville. I actually liked two pages, Cameron, not one, two pages whilst we were listening. Two, exactly, it's like double the fun. On the Facebook thingy, not only have I actually liked the fabulous David Fox magic site, which we would hope you like as well, actually, because, you know, we're going to have lots of demonstrations. We could still do magic in the studio, we probably will, we always do every Wednesday, I know, but I figured without the glamorous assistance, well, maybe it's not the same. Never mind. The Midweek Drivettes. But Darren and Brooke Aldridge we've also liked. And you can also go to Facebook and find Darren, D-A-R-I-N, and Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, Aldridge. But the critical question is, David Fox, what did you make of that Tennessee number, Tennessee Flat Top?
Yes, I enjoyed listening to that. Thank you for playing that. We were talking a little bit about different music tastes, yes. And I do like to think, like Alex, I have quite an eclectic taste in music. You mentioned Johnny Cash. I like Johnny Cash a lot as well. Yeah, he's great.
Worked very well indeed. So Darren and Brooke Aldridge, is the world their oyster? Can we ever see them this side of the pond? Or is it a case of, no, they don't realise there is a land outside the United States?
Yeah, I think it's entirely possible because bluegrass does very well in a lot of places in the UK and Europe, so I think it's probably possible down the road.
Very impressed with the way you actually, Darren and Brooke Aldridge themselves have said, happening right now, exclamation mark. Darren and Brooke's snapshots will be featured on the Live from Nashville on Siren 107.3 FM in London, England. It's an easy mistake, Darren and Brooke, and we can appreciate that the similarities between London and Lincoln, well, there are so many, you know. Both got cathedrals, both got human beings, both got people that speak English in them. It's phenomenal. It's just amazing. Yes, so there we are. In England, yeah. At least they didn't say Lincoln, Scotland, which could be a different line entirely. Segment airing, of course, Wednesday, May the 13th, which is today, 2015. Absolutely. Yep. Well, technically, we've just sort of passed, because it's not really 2015 as yet. 5 p.m. 2015 is the year, of course. in the UK, and that's 12 p.m. Eastern on www.sirenonline.co.uk. Darren and Brooke, we salute you. Hopefully you enjoy that. And maybe, what do you think, Cameron? Should we invite them on the show? Do you think they'd be willing to actually, you know, shoot some breeze, so to speak, across the airwaves?
Yeah, I think we can arrange that. I'll speak to their manager and we'll get right on it.
You see, that's what we like about Cameron. It's sorted through in every sense of the word. Really. Cameron, any quick questions you want to put to our ace magician here, David Fox, about life, the universe, and some of the outstanding, and I do mean to say that, absolutely outstanding magical things he's put together. His use of the shell game would have made him, I would have said, at least several million US dollars if he ever went to New York City and actually put it on place. That's how we started at Las Vegas.
Now, I never asked magicians any questions because they're always going to be, how did you do that? And nobody will tell. No. So,
end
that
of.
Guy on the TV show that does magicians' secrets revealed, that TV show. But
Yeah, you prefer to enjoy and watch the magic. Yeah. you prefer that. Don't you? Yeah, there's different types of people you meet as a magician, Cameron, and you get the guys like yourself who enjoy watching the magic and want to absorb that. You get people who do want to catch you out, and you get people who maybe want to try and find out and work out how the effects are done. So it always keeps us magicians on our toes, and it makes everything very exciting. Yes?
It is quite the truth.
Has there been any pressure to make things really big and extravagant? I mean, you went for a while, everything was kind of that David Copperfield phase where it was all these huge, extravagant tricks.
I think.
Do you think magic's come much more intimate now?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. And thanks to David Blaine, of course. It was excellent, his television series, and he still continues to perform fantastic magic. You're spot on there. Close-up magic is as popular as it's ever been, Cameron. And I think we have seen a shift over the past few years from the stage down to doing close-up effects at tableside and drinks receptions and bars. And I love doing that type of magic. Did you prefer that type of magic? Is that what you prefer?
Yeah, and I think the drinks receptions at bars is really good because you can make the bill disappear.
Well, this is it, yes, yeah.
And that is the moment, Cameron, what I said. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Yes, I have.
And are you back with us next week?
We'll be back with something really kind of different next week.
Really kind of different. Well, that's magic.
Yeah.
Call it magic. Call it true.
From a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Absolutely. 19 minutes and 14 seconds past 5 o'clock, and like a wonderful greyhound in the slips that she actually is, Jersey's very own Anna Lewis is back with us. How are you, Anna?
Not too bad at all. What's the weather like in Lincoln? Because it's miserable here.
Well, it's glorious in Lincoln, Anna. It's sun streaming through the wonderful environment. In fact, I'll ask our magician, David Fox, quite literally from David Fox Magic, magician Lincoln, actually, we've got here. That's an amazed colleagues, friends, with magic at your next Lincoln event, the legendary David Fox. David, what is the weather like in Lincoln at this moment?
It's fantastic. Lovely to be here again. And the sun's shining outside at the marina. So it's nice to be there. And in Jersey, what's it like down your way?
It's been touch and go all week. We had a very sort of exciting day on the 9th, which was Liberation Day.
Of course,
the only part
yes.
of the British Isles that was occupied by the Germans. And
right.
every year, because obviously it's the 70th anniversary this year, so the people that were there when the Germans were here are getting more and more old and frail. So everyone prays for decent weather on that day. It wasn't too bad Saturday. Sunday was wonderful.
Great.
Absolutely glorious. So, yeah.
They're transcending. That's what they are. They're not sort of becoming, they're becoming more chronologically gifted. We don't use the O word on the Midweek Drive. You should know that by now, Anna. And it's part and parcel of the whole thing. David, I'm looking at your website here, and I don't know if Anna's got access to a computer. She may not have. Who knows? But it's magician-midlands.co.uk. That's magician-midlands.co.uk. And there's a video of your good self, David, for I recognise this hand, burning, setting fire quite literally to currency of the realm.
Don't tell anyone.
What's going on with respect to this whole side of things? I mean, the KLF obviously decided to burn £1 million from that point of view, or more. That's a few years ago. What are you doing with respect to this, David?
Well, I guess us magicians are a strange bunch. You know, we got up to all sorts of unusual things. Mm-hmm. But coming to that point, tricks with money, effects with money, always go down very well. People enjoy, I think, seeing
George Osborne. Are you listening?
Oh, George, yeah. Particularly if they can give you some money to do magic with. That's always a lovely. If the audience member can give you something to do, you can create some nice magic.
For sensational jaw-dropping magic, David Fox is the man who can make your next special event one to remember. Whatever the occasion, the man who was voted the most popular wedding magician of 2014, I'll say that again, Anna, the most popular wedding magician of 2014 is certain to enchant, entertain and enthrall everyone present. And I have to say, he does, because I've seen this chap in action. An audience of just two, Ed Wellman and myself, at the Newark Showground, especially invited, almost intimate audience, amazed, which is why we instantly gave him the invitation to actually say, come and join us on the Midweek Drive. Bring your magic to the citizens of the world via sound. Are you going to try something Uri Geller-esque? I mean, would you actually invite Anna to actually, you know, start a phone or a watch, or would you say, no, I'm not going to go down that line yet?
Well, maybe we could try something that is... It's important people don't think this is set up in any way. But maybe if you could just think of a date that's important to you. And, okay. and I will ask Alex to help me a little bit with this one, though.
No.
Is this the two
I
of
am,
us in the studio here?
I am officially David's glamorous assistant today, Anna.
But it is lovely, lovely to meet you today.
The fishnets are biting, it has to be said. But I'm doing my best, okay?
Okay.
So just think of a date. It could be any date at all. It could be a birthday, could be an anniversary. If I was to go for a date, I might go for my birthday, which happens to be the 27th of September, okay? Do you have a date in mind, actually?
Yes, I do, actually, yeah.
What date are you thinking of?
27th of March.
The 27th of March. I'm just going to write this down here so Alex can see it.
He has actually has written that down.
I'll explain what I'm going to do. I have a diary in my pocket. Okay, and Alex can see the diary here.
He has the diary. I'm even going to take a photograph of him holding diary.
Funny thing is, every entry in the diary has a playing card written in it. Okay, so I was up all last night putting diary entries of playing cards in my
diary. Preparation, David, for this
show.
No
friends.
It's amazing. It's preparation for the show. It's the sort of line that you actually work through.
I also have a little envelope here as well. It says, don't forget the date on it. Okay, now I'm going to give Alex the diary.
He is.
Okay.
He's just taking a photograph of the moment. I shouldn't be able to do this as a male. I can't really multitask, but I have the diary in my left hand.
Okay. And if you could open up the diary now, Alex, at
random.
The 27th of March, the special date.
Special date, okay.
And if you could read out the name of the playing card that falls on that date, that would be fantastic. And if Alex could read my handwriting, that would be magic in itself.
So February, Friday the 27th of March I have, yes?
Okay. And what's the name of a playing card?
And the name of the playing card on Friday, the 27th of March, is the Three of Spades.
Excellent. And on the day before, the 26th of March, what card falls on that day?
And on the day before, on the 26th of March, you'll be pleased to know, Anna, on the Thursday, it is the Ace of Hearts.
The Ace of Hearts. And on the 28th of March, the day after the special day.
If this is riveting. Drive time, it's forgiven. You know, just, Saturday, the 28th of March, it is the Six of Clubs.
Six of Clubs. So random cards, random positions. Now, inside the envelope here, has been on display all this time. I'm going to open this up, and a card pops out. It's none other than the Three of Spades.
It is indeed the Three of Spades.
Wow.
The card that's...
Fallen on your date, madam. There
you
we go.
You have the power, Anna. You have the power.
Superb.
Thank you.
Oh, well done.
And that's the way in which higher education is working its way into the 21st century. You know? Genius. How often we're looking at this in all sorts of ways. Yes. Any quick questions you'd like to ask our ace magician, David Fox, Anna Lewis?
Is he part of? Are you part of the magic circle?
Yes, I am, Anna. Yes, I am part of the magic circle, and it's lovely. It's excellent as a magician to be part of the circle because you can get to attend lectures and meet other magicians who can obviously provide you with new ideas and help you work on the material that you are working on. But you're quite interested in magic yourself. Do you enjoy watching magic?
I do. I got to meet Faye Presto, who is a joint friend.
Oh, yes, she's very, very good. Yeah.
She's amazing. I mean, she's getting on in years, but the act I saw, and she also gave me a lift home one day, so I was quite gratified by that. But it's such an art, and when you see magicians on the television like David Blaine and the other chap who does the walking on water act.
Oh yes,
the
Dynamo.
Kind of trickery, Dynamo. It's just absolutely spellbinding. And, you know, I can see why young people want to go. And he explained when he was a child, he was very interested in magic. I can see absolutely why why youngsters are drawn into it. I think it's a very, very skilled art.
Yes, it's lovely to see more young people getting involved, and naturally thanks to a lot more magic on television these days. And of course, people like Alex as well invite magicians on his show. It's fantastic.
Magic on radio. Next week, ventriloquism. Yeah. The following week, tap dancing. There's just no end to the kind of things we're actually sort of working through, working our way back. So, Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting and magical telephonic link with us on the programme today?
I have indeed. Thank you very much. Very magical.
I think we might well be repeating that sort of, or seeing something else with a couple of other calls as they proceed. So I take it you will return, though, probably next week, all being well.
Yes, all being well, yes, I shall. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic.